This is the Z1035 Morning Show.
You might have heard it on the news last night, or maybe you're just waking up to it this morning, but there was a raging fire in my town of Milton yesterday. It happened in the Bennett and Clark area. A gas line was ruptured, and a house went up in flames. So what I wanted to do is go right to the source and bring in the newly elected councillor for Ward 2, Mike Cluett. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Very good. So first and foremost, was it definitely a ruptured gas line that caused this to happen?
Yes, there was some work being done on the sidewalk, and some backhoes were doing some work. They ruptured the gas line. The mother of the family was at home at the time. She smelled the gas, got out of the house, and that's when the gas line erupted.
Wow, that's the first I heard of this, that someone was in the house. I heard that the guy who was operating the backhoe was injured and had to be taken to hospital. How's he doing?
He's doing well. The last reports that we got, he was suffered some second-degree burns to his face. He spent the night at Milton District Hospital. He's in stable condition and looks to be working towards a recovery.
Okay. Now, the family whose home burned, and I mean anybody who saw the fire on CP24, they had great coverage yesterday. That helicopter was over my house for like 6 hours last night. It was nuts. But for anyone who saw it, it was a raging fire. Obviously, the home is destroyed. What happens to the family now? Because people are asking me, how can they help out this family? I mean, it's a week till Christmas.
Well, right now, the Red Cross is looking after the family. I'm trying to find out some details on how... because I, like you, have been, you know, deluged with, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and email messages, you know, how people can help out. So we're going to find out that information. I'm going to have it on my website, mikecluett.ca, very soon. And I'll definitely be passing it on to you to pass on to the listeners as well. There's just a definite huge outpouring of support from the community. I talked to them last night. The shock is definitely setting in, but they are blown away by the support and the generosity of Miltonians.
Now, it was right near a school. There's Hawthorne Public School is right there. I guess the kids who live in the house were at that school at the time?
Yes, they were. They were at the school. The husband, the owner of the home, was out at work. So, you know, it's a miracle that everybody got out, and it was also a miracle that no one else was injured. As, you know, the owner said, the homes can be rebuilt, but... his family is fine, and that's what we're all very thankful for.
What kind of services does the city of Milton have set up for the people who live in the area whose gas was shut off because of this gas main break and because of the fire?
Well, last night, about Halton Regional Services got the a warming center set up at EC Drury School, which is at on Ontario Street near Childs, and they did a fantastic job getting things set up. Volunteers were there. Almost instantaneously, for anybody who needed, you know, a warm place to go, if they needed a place to stay overnight, they had arrangements with Best Western at the 401. So people were well taken care of. There was food available, volunteers, and again, people from the community were just bending over backwards trying to help out for the people that are in the area. And as far as we know, about 275 homes in the area have yet to be turned back on for their pilot lights, so Union Gas is going to be working all throughout the morning getting that done.
One thing, I mean, this is a terrible tragedy, but if there's any silver lining to this, it's amazing. It's a community story to see all the people that have volunteered their time instantly. You know, everyone's so busy with the holidays, everyone's got so much going on, but people just put their lives aside to make sure somebody else is being helped right now. And kudos to everyone who's volunteering and the Red Cross and everyone who's trying to take care of this situation.
Says a lot about Milton.
Yeah, it really does. It's a great community. I do talk as much as I can positively about the city because I love living there. And I'm really happy that so many people have already contacted me. And if you're just tuning in, Mike Cluett is the counselor for Ward 2 in Milton, contacting him as well to try and figure out how they can help out this family. I mean, like I said, it's a week till Christmas and their house burned down. And it's not like they did something wrong. They didn't overload an extension cord. They didn't leave a candle burning and fall asleep. This was nothing to do with them. I mean, it was a gas line that broke across the street and it essentially blew up their home. So I'd love to do anything I can to help them, and I hope that everyone else will too. Mike, keep me posted as the as info comes into you about how people can help out that family, okay?
You'll be the first to know, and Z103 listeners as well.
All right, I appreciate it, Mike. Oh, one more thing. When were you sworn in? Like 3 weeks ago?
December 6th.
So you've been on the job exactly 2 weeks.
Wow.
And this is your first major project?
Yeah, this is the first major one, and I hope that the rest of the next 4 years isn't going to be like it, but No, as you were talking about Milton, it's a great community. I think it's the greatest place in the world to live. And just by the show of what people have been, opening up their hearts and their homes for perfect strangers, just goes to prove that fact that Milton is the best place in the world to live.
Actually, I've been saying Ward 2. You're Ward 4, is that right?
Ward 6.
Ward 6, okay.
2 plus 4 is 6. So
that's right.
2 plus 4 is 6. That's
what I
was saying.
Yeah,
I guess it works.
it's Mike Flood, counselor of Ward 6 in Milton. Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate your time.
No problem, Scott. Take care.
This is the C-1035 Morning Show.